Here are your latest Manchester City headlines. I'm James Mason. City's Ilkay Gundogan has said he'd welcome the arrival of Everton striker Cenk Tosun at the club. The 29-year-old spent much of the season on loan at Crystal Palace, but suffered an anterior cruciate ligament injury, which ended his campaign. Nevertheless, his track record is impressive enough for Gundogan, his international teammate, to pick him out as another Turkey star who he feels could add to the City squad. Meanwhile, Raheem Sterling has called for English football to seize the moment and finally address its lack of black representation in positions of power. The Man City and England forward made the comments during an appearance on the BBC's flagship political programme Newsnight in the wake of anti-racism protests that have taken hold across the world. Advanced clips had shown the 25-year-old offering his support to those who have taken to the streets in the aftermath of a civilian George Floyd's death at the hands of police in the United States, but the full interview with Emily Matlis saw him focus on matters close at hand. Reflecting on his own sport, Sterling pointed a finger at the long-running disparity between the number of high-profile BAME players and the dearth of those who go on to win significant managerial, coaching or administrative jobs. He said, "There's something like 500 players in the Premier League and a third of them are black, and we have no representation of us in the hierarchy, no representation of us in the coaching staffs. There's not a lot of faces that we can relate to and have conversations with." And finally, City have reportedly been joined in their pursuit of AC Milan star Ismail Benacer, as Real Madrid have made an inquiry. According to reports, the La Liga giants have inquired about the availability of the midfield star as they eye a summer move. The Algerian, though, is a target for current Premier League champion City, and the citizens are hoping they will have enough power to tempt the 22-year-old to make the switch to the Etihad. That's all for now. We'll have more later.